Island, baby. Politician.
How good was it to get those streets changed, especially in a place that means so much to you?
Man, it was special, man. I got a warm welcome off the plane, into the hotel, on the field. Got a warm welcome, man, and to be able to put on a show like that in front of the fans that I still have in Tampa, man, it was special.
And to be able to set the pace defensively, which you guys needed, obviously, early today.
Yeah, that was the goal, man, to start on defense today. We haven't started on defense all year, and to start early, man. So we definitely got that accomplished.
First pass of the game, you guys picked off. What happened on that play? What happened
to
your man?
Vincent Jackson was my man. He ran under. He got cut by the inside guy. And then I knew they was going to run a follow. It's a route concept called follow. I knew they was running a follow. So I kind of waited for Chris, man, to run it and jumped it. So good call by coach, man. We had a good idea what they was going to run. Good call by coach. We capitalized on it.
What's the next feeling?
Confident.
Yeah. But do you also know that when a guy's like that, you might have an opportunity?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. We watched the tape. We see how confident he was in his arm. So we knew we would have 5 to 6 opportunities today to get our hands on the football, man. I think we capitalized on 3 of them, so we'll take that.
Chris talked about, you know, that he's going to give you chances to take them off.
Definitely.
What does he do? Is it just his confidence, or is there something else that tips you guys off about?
He throws the ball in tight windows. He throws the ball out guys' breaks, so while they're breaking, he's going to throw it out your break, so you better win. So if a guy don't win, if the defensive back win, you're going to have a chance to make a play. The second, yeah, exactly. I was in zone coverage in cover 2, and he tried to fit it in the tight window like he do. So I was able to make a play on it.
What did you tell the team?
Play with confidence, man. Wake up feeling it. Feel like confidence drives this league. And basically told them there's no reason for us to not be a confident team.
How close do you feel you were to bringing one of them all the way back?
This much, man. I let a lineman tackle me. I'm embarrassed. I let a lineman tackle me today, man. He might have been the first lineman to tackle me. I just told Capri Bibbs how a lineman would never tackle me. I may owe him money for it. It was crazy, man, but I'm still excited I got 2 interceptions. I didn't really bait him. I just knew if Vincent Jackson was going to run his curl, that I was going to undercut it. I thought he was going to run a 7 stop. He ran inside. He ran the curl. I knew I was just going to stay outside, and then as soon as he stopped, I'm going to undercut it. And Jameis Stewart, I was able to make a play on it. Yeah, I got a warm welcome at the hotel, bigger than expected. You know, so it was wonderful.
TJ was talking about they didn't look at all like you guys looked at them on film.
Mm-hmm.
Is your reputation preceding you so much that you're changing teams' offensive game plans around a little bit?
I wouldn't say changing everybody's, but the last couple of weeks, we definitely got different things from the opposing offense. We definitely got different looks. Tampa kind of came out and did everything the opposite. If they lined up like this and broke outside, today they lined up like this and broke inside. So, and then, you know, Cincinnati came out and ran the ball a ton. So the last 2 weeks, we definitely got different things from the offense. But, I mean, we expect that kind of stuff. Evans. I think Evans tackled me on the second one. Yeah. Not a lineman.
You ever had a delay like this?
Never. The closest I came to it, I think, was a preseason game when I was here in Tampa. We was playing the Dolphins or something. We came in and had maybe like a 25-minute delay. Nothing like that, though.
Did you have to do anything to stay focused?
Nah, we just relax. Sit back. Relax. Drink a protein shake.
Last one, Nikki.
I say we love to play against first-round picks. We love them. Keep them coming.
All right, thanks, Keith.
Appreciate it. Y'all take care.